Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello. We are back.
Back.
Baby, I'm Kelsey Wingert. That is Tate Tamoylan. And that is our captain, our captain, Maddie Mass. We're bringing you the first episode of our new format of Farm to Fame, and we're really excited about it. Over the next 10 episodes, we are going to be breaking down the top players in each position, all thanks to our friends at SeatGeek. So make sure you guys are using the code JohnBoyPreseason. You get 15% off of any order. So like I said, how we're going to be doing this is position by position, looking at the top prospects at each of those positions. And these are going to be really, really digestible episodes. We're going to keep them short. We're going to keep them sweet. And we're going to make sure that you guys know who's coming up, who you need to be aware of, and who you should be most excited about.
Yep.
Already to dive into our the top shortstops.
Let's get it going.
We're going to start out with the number one overall shortstop in this class. He's MLB's number five overall prospect.
And he's probably the number one prospect amongst the office in New York.
Mm-hmm. And you know the name, and the name is Anthony Volpe. So in 132 games last season between AA and AAA, he hit .249, 35 doubles, 5 triples, 21 home runs, 50 stolen bases. That's hot. And an 802 OPS, you know, he was drafted by the Yankees 30th overall in 2019 at a high school. High school teammates with our, not our friend, but somebody we'd like to be our friend, Jack Leiter. They won a state championship together in 2019. We know that he grades well as a five-tool player. He had a slower start to his pro career in 2019. He got sick, but he strengthened during that 2020 season. And then he's just taken off since. This has been a name that we've heard a ton about. 2021, he was MLB Pipeline's hitting prospect of the year. 2022, first 20 home run and 50 stolen base minor league season since Atlanta Braves great Andrew Jones all the way in 1995.
Oof.
Very pure hitter. He has been since the beginning. The question is when is he going to get called up, Maddie? You have Oswald Peraza and IKF both ahead of him in the system for shortstop right now. So what is your guess when he gets called up?
They're talking about him potentially breaking with the team, but we're just right before we were talking about it. I don't see that being a possibility. I'm sure he's close, but that's a big jump.
Yeah, I think that to start the season, they're going to keep him down in AAA when you have both IKF and Peraza, who have both played short in the MLB already last season. Yeah. For Peraza, I think they're going to keep him down there. Hopefully they don't screw with his service time too much, but I would assume this is a pre all-star call-up because he's already been hitting in the few spring training games that he's been in. So I think fans are going to force the call-up if he keeps going in spring training.
Is there more room for him at second than there is at short?
Long-term, I think yes. But short term with Glaber and DJ both playing second as their natural position, DJ you'll see at third, but Glaber's going to be at second day in and day out this season.
Well, that'll be a name to keep your eye on, because that's a name we hear a ton about. And like you said, fans will be barking. So that's the number one overall prospect, Peter.
Number two overall shortstop prospect, Marcelo Meyer with your Red Sox. Number nine overall MLB prospect. He's only 20 years old. 13 homers and an .888 OPS last year. He was drafted by those Red Sox. Fourth overall in 2021 out of Eastlake High School in California. Top-ranked prospect in 2021, regarded as the best hitter and the best defender. If you got comps to Corey Seager, you're doing okay. Had a wrist injury in 2022, but pulled up some solid numbers. Strong contact skills to all fields while adding strength that project him to be a 25-plus homer guy. Only knock is his speed, but hey, I made it to the big leagues without speed. His ETA is 2024.
Like a shortstop with power. Okay, number three, my lucky number. because of Steve Francis. Number three prospect in the shortstop class this year is Eli De La Cruz. He's with the Reds. He's MLB's number 10 overall prospect in 120 games last year between high A and double A. Dude hit 304, 31 doubles, 28 home runs, a 945 OPS, 47 stolen bases, 86 RBI. He was signed by the Reds out of the Dominican Republic in 2018. Something you'll notice in a lot of these guys who we talk about throughout these episodes, a lot of them were signed internationally in 2018. It's like their time to be getting called up. But he was unranked in 2021, jumped all the way up to the 14th overall prospect in 2022. He's a true five-tool potential. He's 6'5". Hello. Shortstop, like our good friend O'Neill Cruz with the Pittsburgh Pirates, tall shortstop. 70 grade speed is his best attribute. He's also a switch hitter. He has 60 grade power, especially from the left side of the plate. But the biggest issue, which we see a lot with young guys, he has over a 30% strikeout rate, but his ETA is still 2023. Reds don't have too much excitement going around this season. So it will be fun to see if he gets up and what he's going to do.
Well done. Number four, Jordan Lawler with your Diamondbacks. Sorry, Jake's Diamondbacks. MLB's number 11 prospect. Between 100 games, he went through four levels last year.
Wow.
Rookie ball, A ball. Are we calling it high A? I guess it's still high A, right? Yeah. And then double A. Unbelievable. 303 average, 16 home runs, 62 RBIs, 39 stolen bases, and a 910 OPS. Drafted by the Diamondbacks, 6 overall in 2021 out of Jesuit Prep High School in Texas.
Let's go.
Right? 2021 Gatorade Texas High School Player of the Year.
Texas.
Shoulder injury ended his 2021 pro season after two games, but bounced back in 2022. 60 grade hit tool, which he uses to drive the ball to all fields. Good baselines for power improvement. Defense is a work in progress, like a lot of these young shortstops, but they'll get it. But good base running with good strong arm. A five tool MLB player, ETA 2024.
Okay. This is a guy we've talked a lot about. Jackson Holliday is ranked as the fifth overall shortstop prospect. Is he really MLB's 12th overall prospect already? Good for him.
Yeah.
You guys know this. He was drafted first overall in 2022 out of Stillwater High School this past year. 20 games in rookie ball and A ball. He hit 297, 9 RBI, and 911 OPS. He's obviously son of Matt Holliday. He set the national high school record for hits in 89, not in 1989, with 89 hits, breaking JT Realmuto's 2010 mark of 88, which translated to a 685 average in Oklahoma Gatorade Baseball Player of the Year. He has a very mature eye at the plate. We like that. 25 walks to 12 strikeouts. Even as an 18-year-old pro, that overall maturity for him projects him to move through the Orioles system quickly. Here's my cat. He doubled in a spring training game this week, and his ETA is 2025, which I feel like is pretty quick for a shortstop getting drafted out of high school, but obviously has the pedigree. And good hair.
Great hair. Just got engaged. Looks like he's 14, but isn't, obviously. But yeah, he's got the genes, and there's another Holliday on the way too, from what I understand. Yeah.
Also number one ranked prospect in his respective class. So,
he just got engaged. Well, he did on the beach. She's cutie.
Thank you. We have a couple of dark horses too.
Yeah. So some of the dark horses who aren't in the top five, but some of them can be in the top 10 overall. But one who I believe is not listed in the top 10 at all is Mason Winn. He is with the Cardinals. He's MLB's 50th overall prospect in 119 games between high A and double A last year. 283 average, 36 doubles, 12 home runs, 63 RBI, and 832 OPS, 43 stolen bases. If you know this name, this is because this is the guy who threw a ball 100.5 miles per hour from short at the Futures game this past year. It went viral. It was a really big deal. He was drafted by the Cardinals 54th overall in 2020. Another Houston guy out of Kirk Kingwood High School in Texas. He was drafted as a two-way prospect, but the Cardinals want to keep him full-time position player He's only pitched one inning as a pro with one strikeout in 2021. And then, like we mentioned, that throw that went viral, that actually broke StatCast record for hardest infield throw ever. He improved from 29 extra base hits in 2021 to 56 in 2022. And those hitting improvements obviously launched him into the pipeline top 100 ranks, like we mentioned, 50th overall. And his ETA is 2024.
Ronald's brother is no longer going to be called Ronald's brother for much longer. Luis Angel, or is it Luis Angel? Luis Angel?
I like that one.
Luis Angel Acuna. He's with the Rangers. He's the number 71 prospect in all of baseball. He's 20 years old. In 91 games across A ball and double A last year, he hit 277 with 11 home runs, 47 RBIs, and just under 800 OPS. Signed with the Rangers out of Venezuela in 2018. 425K he got. Ronald only got 100.
Wow.
Has similar aggressive swing to his brother. I'm not sure if you saw the video that was going around a couple of years ago, but the swing looked exactly the same as Ronald's. I'm sure they've changed it a little bit. Still chases non-fastballs a little bit too much. Overall, not as high a ceiling as Ronald, but he's still pretty solid across the board. The athleticism allows him to play numerous positions, but could move to second base or center field specifically if blocked by Rangers shortstop, which there's going to be a few of those. Corey Seager, hello. In MLB games, 76 career games at second base. Sorry, he's had 76 career games at second base and 133 games at shortstop, so he could play anywhere. His ETA, 2024, really? Okay.
Dang. I can't believe how much more money he signed for compared to
Well, he got Ronald. The pedigree. They saw Ronald, and they thought, well, hello.
Yeah. Okay, our last dark horse for shortstops is Noelvi Marte. Wow, the wind is blowing. He is also with the Cincinnati Reds. He's MLB's 29th overall prospect. He's ranked number 9 in shortstops. 115 games in high A last year. He hit 279, 23 doubles, 19 home runs, 68 RBI, 829 OPS. He was signed by the Mariners out of the Dominican Republic in 2018, another 2018er. But he was in that trade for Luis Castillo this past July. He was the highest rising prospect midseason in 2021. He went from unranked to 11th overall that year. He had hit 271 as a 19-year-old in A ball with 24 doubles and 17 home runs. And then the average and the OPS both increased after last season's trade. So, you know, the Reds loved that. He has a lot of raw power, but he's still learning how to tap into that. And he has all the tools, instincts, and arms. He'll stick out at shortstop. But the Reds pleased at third base play, which they tried during the 2022 Arizona Fall League season. And his ETA is 2024. So those are our dark horses. And we, again, want to remind you guys that today's episode is brought to you by our friends at SeatGeek. And we have a very special announcement because baseball is back, baby. And SeatGeek is giving all of you 15% off of your next purchase with code JohnBoyPreseason that we mentioned at the top of the show. Now, it doesn't matter what you're buying or if you've already bought on SeatGeek before, but that code JohnBoyPreseason is still going to hook you up. So it's really important to note that this special offer is only available on purchases made by March 31st. So what are you waiting for?
Get going.
Go ahead, open up that SeatGeek app and add the code JohnBoyPreseason to your account. That's JohnBoyPreseason for 15% off of your next SeatGeek purchase. You will thank us later. But SeatGeek, big John Boy supporter. Love you.
Little fun storyline to watch out for this year as far as shortstops go. Kels, what do the Twins plan to do with Royce Lewis? If you don't know Royce's story. Drafted by the Twins, first overall in 2017 out of Junipero Serra High School in California. After winning the 2019 Arizona Fall League MVP, he was the number 3 ranked prospect in all of baseball going into the 2020 season. Then played 0 pro games during the COVID season. Diagnosed with a torn ACL in February 2021 and therefore missed the whole 2021 season. Made his MLB debut on May 6, 2022. Hit a first home run was a grand slam on May 13th. Then he tore the same ACL during a game on May 29th after colliding with the center field wall, has opted for another season in his surgery, had previously played 11 games at shortstop with, and was only his first game at center field after only playing 4 in the minor league. So position changes is hard, but his ETA is 2023 also. He, in 34 AAA games, hit .313 with 5 home runs,
wow,
14 RBIs, 12 stolen bases, and a .939 OPS. And in the big leagues, hit .300 with 2 homers and an .867 OPS. So if he ever gets his chance to stay fully healthy for a full season and get a but Carlos Correa to sign there, obviously, Maddie, thanks for reminding me of that. That was, he's just had a tough run, the poor kid.
Who do the Twins have at second?
They just traded away the guy that won the batting title,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Luis
Arraez.
Jorge Polanco is slotted as their first second baseman. Then they have Donovan Solano after that.
Okay. So Polanco, I think Reyes, there's some room for him there as well. Okay, well, that is our overview of the top shortstop prospects for this upcoming year. Who will we see up this season? Obviously, a really exciting position to follow along with, and we'll be keeping track of these guys throughout the year. So that's it, folks. Those are the shortstops.
I'm still a shortstop up here, so that's why this is probably been such a good episode, because I live like these guys a little bit. Live on the edge.
Yep. Okay, Pete's.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the shortstops to watch, shortstops to know for 2023. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. We're so glad to be back with you. Farm on, farm often, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours.